Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
Delighted to say Martin Murphy joins us on the line. Martin, thanks very much for joining us this Friday afternoon.
No problem, Patrick. How are you keeping?
Yeah, I'm doing very well indeed. Busy weekend of racing, of course, continuing tonight with the Curragh and Tramore cars. But just looking at that Curragh car, because I know you're heading down yourself very shortly indeed. A cracking card, which features, of course, the Irish St. Ledger Trial and the Royal Whip Stakes.
Yes, indeed, a Master Reality and Southern France are two good horses running in that Ledger Trial. That's a Master Reality around the Cracker, chasing the Tortail, Stradivarius in the Gold Cup, and will probably take plenty beating. The Royal Whip Stakes sees the return to action of Sir Dragon. It's supposed to be a little bit disappointing, I suppose, Patrick, if he can't win. He's round 1-2 at the moment. Finished fifth, a very close fifth in the Epsom Derby earlier on the year. He started favourite on that day, Rainbow Road, and wasn't beaten too far by Andy Van Dyke. And I have to say, it'd be a bit of a surprise maybe he's not beaten. But hopefully, he may be line up in the Irish Champions League a couple of weeks time, maybe come back maybe for the Ledger. You wouldn't know what sort of plans Aidan O'Brien obviously has. He could even be an Arc contender, but he certainly looks a very promising horseman in the Chester area on the year, and he's been his maiden Tipperary, so all eyes would be on Sir Dragonade tonight. But hopefully the weather would be a lot better than it was last Friday night there. But you know, it looks okay this morning. We got a bit of rain overnight, 5 mils, but not as much as the rest of the country, and at the moment the weather is fairly good here.
The mentioning about the Champions League, of course, Mad Moon won very impressively the Desmond Stakes last night at Leopardstown, and he's now heading towards the Champions Stakes as well.
Yes, indeed, and of course there will be a Japanese challenger in the race for the first time ever, and the Japanese runner in Ireland, the horse called Deirdre, that won a big race at Goodwood a couple of weeks ago at the Nassau Stakes. A bit of a surprise. It'd be very exciting to see a Japanese horse coming over, but she certainly is intending to do so. So the race is shaping up nicely. Mad Moon, as you say, did win well. He missed the break a little bit. Going back to a mile, probably had to sharpen up a little bit, but he was well on top at the line under Chris Hayes, and I think Kevin Hendergast was fairly happy with him. Another 3 weeks under his belt, he should go very well in that Champions League. I think a mile and a quarter will suit him to the round. He seems to like Leopardstown. That's the third victory there in his career, and I think he should certainly be on the shortlist for the champion list contenders.
And you mentioned about the Curragh, Martin, last week. There was a couple of changes, many changes when you got down to the track afterwards.
Yeah, well, I think there was. I mean, there was a lot more freedom for the Ardney Joe to kind of go up to the two floors. We're allowed up to two floors rather than just kind of one and a half in the past. The first thing last week was definitely the weather, Patrick. One really, really bad night, unfortunately. A set of bookies, unfortunately, got drowned. Good performance by Siskin, though, for Geraldines and Colin Keane to win that Keenan Phoenix Stakes. He had to battle a fair bit to beat a good horse of Aidan O'Brien's called Monarch of Egypt, but I think he did it well. And I think, you know, he looks a very exciting prospect. That's his fourth win now out of four. He just seems to have just a tremendous attitude, and hopefully it give Geraldines an overdue win in Irish Group 1, and he certainly would be a realistic innings contender at this stage for next season. But I think the Curragh tonight would be better to judge by that. There was a bit of music after racing last week as well. I was at the Leopardstown last night, and it was absolutely packed for the All Saints, and there certainly was a huge crowd yesterday. It was lovely weather as well, and some very good racing indeed was at Leopardstown last night.
Yeah, there sure was indeed. Let's have a look at the weekend's action then, Martin. Let's start off with the Cork Race Course in Mallow tomorrow. 8 race card there tomorrow, all in aid of Marymount Hospice. And just to briefly mention to our listeners at home who may not know about Marymount Hospice, Marymount in Cork is a healthcare facility which provides two distinct services. The elderly care facility provides respite care, intermediate palliative care and continuing care for older people, while it also provides care to patients with progressive illnesses, both cancer and non-cancer, at a time when pain or other symptoms need addressing. So a big day tomorrow. All profits made go 100% out to Marymount Hospice. So important for people to attend the Marymount Hospice race day there tomorrow. An 8 race card, as I say, kicking off at 1:25. A cracking flat card as well. Plenty runners, Martin. And we'll kick off with the second race in the card. This is a 6 furlong handicap sprint, and it's due off at 2 o'clock with a maximum field of 24.
Well, fair play to Cork, as we said, Patrick, for a great initiative tomorrow. And I have to say, widening the track or making a new 7 furlong track, a new sprint track as well there, has really reaped dividends, because the safety limit here in the old days in the 6 furlong race might have been only between 14 and 16, and now we can take a full 24. Maybe 22 in the 2 race in the first, which is a great turnout, but 24 in that big handicap in the 2 o'clock race tomorrow, the first one we're looking at, which shows you that this track is going to be well supported by all sorts of trainers in Ireland. And then the one, the feature race then, is the Fiddies Handicap, 17 runners in that, over 7 furlongs. Again, the only 7 furlong straight track in the country. And this second race, wide open contest, Scream, I think, is one for the informed team with Fair Lions, Colin Keane, with a very good chance. Good toured at Naas last time, unfavourably drawn on that occasion. Looks nicely berthed this time in stall too. Coffee Means Coffee was a winner on that occasion and must go very close again, while Norvento has been running very well for Tracy Collins. Second at the Curragh a couple of weeks ago to horse called Miss Jabeen, who went on and won well at Leopardstown last Thursday week under a £7 penalty. So Norvento is certainly one that would enter the reckoning, but his high preference is for Scream.
The second race, or the third race in the card, I should say, is the Matchbook Straight 7 Platinum Stakes, Martin. It's a 7 furlong sprint on the straight course with 9 going to boxes here.
Yeah, big horse here is Flight Risk for Jim Bolger, it has to be said. He was in very good form early on the season, winning a couple of times at Leopardstown. He does have to concede a £5 penalty for his Group 3 success early on the year, but he's going to start favourite here. The only thing that wouldn't really play in his favour would be very soft ground, which I don't think it will be. I think the forecast should be okay. It's good yielding at the moment, the straight course, and that should be fine for him. He'll take plenty of beating here. His last run was actually 5th to Romanite, who then, of course, went on and won a Group 1 last week at Dougville. Flight Risk actually finished 5th at the Curragh in the Minstrel Stakes earlier in July, and that was quite a good effort. In this type of a company, I think Flight Risk really stands out, will take all the beating. Quizzical for Sheila Lebrey went very well when toured in a big handicap at the Galway Festival, and he certainly would be one that they could go well, and also horse called Marshall Jennings has a bit of a chance as well. But I think Flight Risk will take all the beating for Jim Bulger and Kevin Manning.
The €25,000 Fiddies Handicap is the 7 furlong contest at 3:10 with a big field here once again, Martin, of 17.
Yeah, fiercely competitive race this. Any number with big chances here, Patrick. Recent winners, Rita Levy, would have a good chance for Colin Keane and Geraldine. She was a winner at the Galway Festival. Another winner there was also Galty Mist for Joe Murphy and Gary Carroll. Again, having a good season as well. She was up £5 for an arrow on Galway's success. Son Alea for Mick Helford would be interesting under Owen Whelan. Has run some decent races this season. Last time seen, she was toured at the Curragh on Derby weekend. But the one I was going to tip up was a horse called Cruella de Ville for Johnny Murta and Niall McCullough, who had a good winner last night at Leopardstown, whose horses are certainly coming back into form now. This one went very close at Galway and has gone close on a couple of occasions this year. She just hasn't really managed to get her head in front. She's a nice draw in stall too. I just think maybe she's certainly much of an each way shout here.
Okay, let's have a look then at the 4:20, Martin. That is the handicap for 3-year-olds only, an extended handicap worth 11,000 and 14 go to post.
Well, Mr. Matt was a good winner to Curragh last week, last Friday, and he actually runs there tonight at the Curragh with big chance in the last race, but he has a huge burden tomorrow under 10-8. I would have to say he's probably a doubtful runner tomorrow under that big burden, but you never know. She's My Dream was a good winner for John Ox last time, ridden by young Sean Bourne, and he claims 10 off that win after the £7 penalty she would have got for winning at Naas a couple of weeks ago. So I think She's My Dream has a good chance here. Johnny Murta again has a good chance for Shane Foley and a horse called Helia, who won well at the Curragh last week, won a maiden on that occasion, and certainly enters calculations here. The one that's going to tip up those horse called Mia Kamei for Jack Davison and Roman Whelan ran well at the Curragh when second in Master Matt last weekend, came home strongly on that occasion, didn't get the clearest of runs, and maybe with a smoother run this time, this one just might get his head in front. He hasn't won a race as of yet, but he has gone close on a couple of occasions, and hopefully his turn is overdue here.
The big race on tomorrow evening's card is the Irish Stallion Farms Give Tank Stakes, the Group 3 contest over the mile and a half, €75,000 in the prize spot. A very select field, Martin, only 6 going to post. 4 of those will be represented though by champion trainer Aidan O'Brien.
Yeah, he's looking at me, probably have the solution here with a horse called Delphinia. This one ran very well, went 15 to Epsom Oaks behind Anna Porna and the first Friday in June. And on that occasion had Tarnawa for Denver Well way back in the 9th or 10th place on that occasion. Now Tarnawa didn't really handle the track, so I think she's a better fit than that, as she did show when she won the Blue Wind Stakes at Naas early on the season. And funny, she had Delphina a length and a half back in 3rd place on that occasion. So there's not much between the two of them on form. Tarnawa does have to concede £3 though on this occasion, because that was a Group 3 race, the Blue Wind Stakes at Naas in early May. And I just think Delphina, with the break and with just the natural improvement of Aidan O'Brien's fiddies as they keep racing, I think this one will take all the beating. She won't mind any rain that falls overnight. She was a winner on soft ground at Galway last October, actually, in her first run, and I think she's a decent filly. She's lightly raced and should certainly take plenty of beating here. He's going to do this one here on Simply Beautiful, that will light the trip and should go well. Well, Matteo for John Ox, another one, a bit of a chance, second last time out in a decent race as well at Leopardstown. So an interesting contest, despite the small field. I think Delphinia is good enough to beat Tarnawa.
Okay, so he's the most of the races actually. We've got left out a couple there, Martin, if there's any that tickle your fancy.
Yeah, maybe in the very first race, number one on the card, Aaron Moore of Jim Bulger's. I thought this one ran a very, very good race at Nice. Last about showed up very well, looked their winner for most of the trip, and just got caught in the last straight by a decent pretty call by Ecology for Joseph O'Brien. The third one on that occasion was Harper Crafties. He went on and won at Nice next time out, and then of course he came and finished second in the Caravaggio Stakes at Tipperary last week. That's good form. Sure to be some decent newcomers in that race tomorrow, but I think Aaron Moore sets a decent standard and will take plenty of beating. And then just the 3:45, Patrick, we were both at the Galway Festival, and I have to say one of the most unluckiest losers I've seen for quite a long time. There's a horse called Beckwith Place, trained by Tracy Collins, flew home from almost last place turning to straight, passed 15 horses on the way to the line, but unfortunately didn't pass just one more and got beaten a nose, which would have landed a major gamble on that occasion. Now, he's up a few pounds for that, and he does have a top weight to carry in this race tomorrow, but certainly if there's any justice, he could win this race tomorrow, because he was really, really unlucky loser on that occasion. And anyone who backed back for a place will certainly be winning to play up, try and get some compensation tomorrow in that 3:45 event.
Yeah, big day at the Cork Racecourse tomorrow. If you are around in the area, do pop along. 1:25 start time tomorrow, and as I say, all proceeds going to the Marymount Hospice in Cork. Let's move on then down to Tramore, because day 3 and 4 of their festival take place over the weekend. We'll start with day 3, that's Saturday's National Hunt, Saturday's Flat Card, I should say, in fact, Martin, with a 5:10 start to the open proceedings. We're going to go on to the second race though, that's the 5-runner conditioned race over a mile and a half, due off of 5:40.
The big two here will be the top two on the card there, Patrick. Champion Terry has run some good races for Adrian Keighley. They finished 5th to 1 Cool Poet at the Galway Festival, only beaten on that occasion. Looked like the winner for most of the trip, but just didn't weaken to finish 5th late on. Before that, had been finished a good 2nd at Leperstown, and certainly comes here in good form. Per Warrior, though, again, the turning more to stable, you'd have to say, I think this one has a good chance. Made all to win in Sligo recently, up £9 for that. Shane Kelly came to another 3 back off it, and I think this one might be good enough to beat Champagne Terry in what looks a match between the two of them.
Let's move on to the 6:40. It's the 2 mile handicap worth 20,000. Just the 4 runners in this, Martin, but I think there's not a whole lot between the 4 of them.
No, it is interesting actually. Jake Peter was a winner of this card last year for Fat Plain, and certainly would have a good chance here. Probably didn't get the 2 mile, didn't probably appreciate the much stiffer race at the Curragh last time in Derby began when he finished 11th behind Shakespeare Galley in a 2 mile race. This is much easier company for him, but Ben Cohn claims £5 off his back and certainly would have to be given a good chance here. Now, the one to beat though is definitely Sneaky Getaway. Again, a good 2nd at the Galway Festival. This was only his 2nd run on the flat. He'd won a nice Leperstown Maiden before that. He wasn't a bad bumper horse either last season. I think this one for Emmett Mullins is a decent animal. Just wasn't beaten too far by Hassanabad with the King back and forward. That's very, very good form. I think he's a decent horse, this fella. I know he's the type of horse that you could see turning up in an English or Irish average in a couple of weeks' time, and this will only just be his 3rd run. I think he's going to take plenty of beating here. He wouldn't want to bounce too soft. That's the only thing that you would probably have against them. Jake Peter certainly wouldn't mind the ground soft, so it could be very interesting about where it is. I know they've got plenty of rain from over this morning, and the ground is heading towards soft at the moment, but I think Sneaky Getaway is a decent horse and could win.
The 10-7 race is a handicap over a mile and a half once again, but this time we've got a full field of 13.
Yeah, and Pat Flynn is always a man, as a local Waterford trainer, he's always a man to follow. I watched a horse, he was there a couple of weeks ago at Leperstown called Mademoiselle Penny, made most of the running and just finished in 3rd, just weakened close home on that occasion, but certainly ran a good race. This looks a slight drop in class for this Mademoiselle Penny, and she'll take plenty of beating here. Indian Eye was the winner last time out for Jared Fahey at Ballinrobe, and that was quite a good effort indeed, so it should go fairly well under Ross Coakley, but I think Mademoiselle Penny sets a decent standard, and I think this one should take all the beating.
Let's have a look at the Hibernian Hotel Tramore handicap over again a mile and a half, due off at 7:40, Martin. I suppose the one that catches the eye here was a 33-1 shock winner in Cork last time here for the crack.
Yes, indeed. And he's a funny horse to sell it, because he wasn't at the Curragh before that, and he wouldn't come out of stalls in the ladies' derby, unfortunately. He has caused problems before, but he certainly has lots of ability. There's no question about that. And he certainly was on a going day when he won a Cork last time over hurdles. If there's no stalls tomorrow, which will certainly help. And if Robbie Colgan can get him in a nice position early on, he certainly has a big chance. But this is quite a decent race here. Green Panda for Gavin Cromwell, good 2nd at Ballinrobe last time, has a good chance, while Olympic Honour for John Nicholson finished a 3rd, 5th at the Curragh last time behind a good horse of Jim Bulger's called Trossax. He earlier had won at Gordon Park, and that form was actually boosted last night, but the 3rd horse on that occasion came out and won at Leperstown. The one I was looking at though was the top one actually, Patrick, Contrapasto. I actually had a small free bob and he trained his horse on Wednesday evening at Gordon Park, and he got no run whatsoever under young Alan Pearce in the big race at Gordon Park. It was won by Perfect Cappuccino. That was over a mile and a half. It was a much stronger contest than tomorrow's race, and I think if this one can just get a clear run, he's got a very good chance. He had run some good races before this. He finished fifth to the Curragh over 2 miles, and just one of these horses I think is improving, and I just think hopefully things go well from tomorrow and he could be the one to win this one.
And we also have the 2 mile handicapped in to finish out the card, Martin, for horses rated 45 to 65, and we've 13 of the card here.
Yeah, very competitive race this one to end off today. Molly Cave is a good winner last month, Banner up £7 for that one. While Yarraman ran quite well when touring the ladies' race at Tipperary last Sunday. And for Pat Flynn, local trainer, he certainly will be well fancied. Time for Mabel, another one by Rachel Blackmore for Edward O'Grady, good chances. But the one I'm going to tip up is a horse called L Train for Aidan Howard. A stable is having a fine run of things of late. Had a 66-1 winner to Curragh last weekend with a 2-year-old, which will be forced them out. L Train certainly has a good chance on a second to a horse called Sugar Lloyd at Killarney a couple of weeks ago. He actually had a winner on the same day as well, Aidan Howard, so I'd say he's stable in good form. I think this one, that was quite a good effort. It was first one of the season and off a nice mark of 55. This one makes plenty of appeal.
Anything else on Saturday card, Tremor Martin?
Maybe the opening race, Patrick, horse called Area for Joseph Bryan finished a good third at Gordon Park last time out. It won't be a cakewalk though, because Ray Cody's Guinevere has a good chance, finished third at Tipperary last weekend to a decent horse at Dermot Wells called Kiss for a Jewel. That should be an interesting race there, but Area gets slight preference, I think, to win that one. Other than that, I suppose there wouldn't be too many more. Maybe Hannon, I think, in the third race for John McConnell. A good second at Leopardstown last out to a decent horse of Aidan O'Brien's called Quote. I thought this one ran a very good race on that occasion. Before that, I finished toward the Bellystown where he didn't really handle the track. But I think hopefully if things go well tomorrow, Hannon could be winner for John McConnell, who's having a very good season.
Okay, let's move on to day four, the final day of the Tremore August Festival for 2019. Kicking off at 2:10, a 7-race National Hunt card. We're going to start off with the third race on the card, Martin. That's the Frankeland Handicap Hurdle over 2 miles, where we have a field of 15 go to post.
Yeah, a couple of horses here with a chance. Turns to Brian R. Roxanne, second at Limerick last time out, certainly comes here with a bit of a chance. Well, a horse called Sicario, actually, for Mark McNiff. This one actually ran well at fourth at Leopardstown on the flat a couple of weeks ago. I noticed him there. I thought he ran quite a good race. But maybe Terence O'Brien's Our Roxanne with JJ7 on board. A good second at Limerick last time, not beaten too far. Terence does well with his horses, and the ground certainly would suit him. I think he's got a good chance here.
We'll move on to the mares. Beginner's chase drew off at 3:40. It's the 2.5 and 100 yards is the distance. And I suspect out of the 8 runners, Martin, that the locally trained Declan Queeley mare Tell Me Annie will be going very close here for Darragh O'Keefe.
Yeah, very good effort when second to Pravda Laguna, who's a very, very good mare at Cork there recently. That was a fine effort. With a rating of 115, you expect her to go very close in the race like this. Certainly isn't easy, though. Heir of Elegance and Isabel actually finished fourth and second in Novice Hurdle at Limerick a couple of weeks ago. And Henry de Bromhead is very good at schooling his horse over fences. So Heir of Elegance will certainly be one for a shortlist here. Darling Miss for Gordon Elliott is another one with a chance, while Dolly Dancer wouldn't be too far away either. So it's a strong beginner's chase at this time of year for mares. I just think Tell Me Annie hopefully can build in that good second to Pravda Laguna last time and provide another local win for Declan O'Queely here.
The big race of the weekend is the McCarthy's Irish Bear Handicap Chase, worth €30,000 over the same distance. We have a full field of 15, Martin.
Yeah, and a very, very competitive contest this one, no question about that. Belgrove was a horse that normally runs well at Trump Overs, some level of course bestials. So while his recent form isn't great, you wouldn't want to leave him out too easy, because sometimes when you handle Trump Over, showing good form at Trump Over in the past, you would also run well there time and time again. Cessna Flower has been in good form of late, Tour de Quebec last time, sure to go well. Porrick Roach's Demi Ply certainly has a bit of a chance here. Darragh O'Keefe is interested in booking and could be one of the favourites here. Has some good form over fences to date, and certainly stable is in quite good form. The bottom on the cover Evolution was a good winner last time at Roscommon, up £7 for that, but still he appears here off a handy mark. But I was at Galway, Patrick, and I thought that from Eden on a fine race in the beginner's chase at Galway, we finished in a good third, up there all the way. He's got top weight here for his first handicap, and he probably lacks a bit of experience, but I think Gordon Ellis Charles stays very well, and if he can handle the undulations of Galway, he should have no problem with more. Even though he's top weight, I give him a good chance of winning this one.
The handicap chase sees a very well, is likely to see a very short price favourite, in my opinion, anyway, in Linger here, Martin. Of course, he's done it over the flat and the hurdles in Galway. Can he do it over the fences in Tremor?
I think he better can, Patrick. He certainly jumps off the page here. He's only weighed 109. did a very good run in the flat on the Sunday at the festival, and earlier on in the year he actually beat Bow Club over hurdles. So very unusual to try and win three races in a row with three different grades, but Joseph Bryan very, very good at placing his horses, and this one here, you'd have to say his chase form today isn't marvellous, but he certainly has improved in recent months, this horse, and will take plenty of beating in this one despite top weight. Dark Outsider always goes well at this track, while Bally Brownie Wall for Jimmy Mangan is sure to have a bit of a role to play as well, but I think Linger, like you, I think he will be sharp prize, but will take all the beating.
Okay, anything else on Tremor's car Sunday, Martin?
Well, the opening two races, actually, John Halley there, he's got a good chance of maybe recording a double, but two decent bumper horses. Ballymacaw was a good winner of a Kilbeggan bumper last time, and that would have a chance in the first race. It was Dunbar for Owen Doyle, another kind of local trainer who likes having winners at the Tremor Festival. This one has been second his last three starts and is over to a win, but he will have to go a bit to beat this Ballymacaw, who looks useful. And in the second race, definitely the same stable as John Halley. Black Hills of Dakota was a very smart bumper horse last season, it has to be said. Won first him out, and then it was thought good enough to run the entry bumper in April. Now, obviously, he probably wasn't good enough to go there, but he didn't disgrace himself. And this looks certainly a race that you could say he'd be able to win here. I think Black Hills of Dakota only has jump around safely to win this race. Multis M for Gordon Elliott, Tour de Quebec in last week, and Danny's Boy for Pat Fahey would have chances, I suppose, against them. But I think Black Hills of Dakota will take all the beating.
Okay, just to briefly look at Deauville on Sunday, Martin, a couple of Irish runners in the Group 2 Prix de Pomme in the Mares and Fillies race over a mile and a half. Aidan O'Brien's got Peachtree and South Sea Pearl going there on Sunday, with South Sea Pearl going to be ridden by Ryan Moore, and Wayne Lorden rides Peachtree.
Well, it's amazing, really, when you see it's just talking about Aidan O'Brien. Like, I seen this South Sea Pearl win their maiden at Bellystown a couple of weeks ago. I mean, early July we're talking about, and you'd never think she'd be good enough to win group and list race or contesting them with chances just 6-7 weeks later. But it's just unbelievable the way he's able to find improvement out of these type of mares. And since this one has stepped up in trips, she really has put up some fine performance, so she must have a bit of a chance here. Ryan Moore picking her over Peachtree, which suggests that she's going very well at the moment, and her form of late has been quite good, so she must have a chance. Peachtree is no slouch herself, good winner at Leopardstown over a mile and six. She certainly got the trip very well, and you wouldn't say she hasn't. She certainly won for the shortlist here. I think Tommy South Sea Pearl could be the pick of those two.
We've two Group 1s on Sunday. Firstly, the pre-morney for the 2-year-old colts and fillies over the 6 furlongs on the straight course. Plenty of top quality horses in this one. Of course, you've got the likes of Raffle Price, who was a very impressive winner at the Newmarket July meeting last time out. Devil is a horse for Freddie Head, and Maxime Guion, who was a very impressive winner also at Deauville only a matter of weeks ago. But from the Aidan O'Brien yard, you've got Royal Donark, who's going to be ridden by Dunnock O'Brien, and Arizona is going to be ridden by Ryan Moore.
Yes, very good horse, Arizona, won the Coventry Stakes very well, and that obviously would be a strong contender on Sunday. He was a time might run up in the Keeney Finney Stakes last Friday week against Siskin, but he didn't show up. Maybe the soft ground wouldn't suit him, but the way he won the Coventry, he's just in a kind of workmanlike. But you arrive at other horses at Raffles Prize, that's definitely the one to beat. Won well at Ascot as well, and certainly went on and won very well at Newmarket after that. I'm sure Frankie Dettori will take the mount on that again, and will take plenty of beating, but hopefully Arizona can do it. It's a race that important two-year race in France, won its first Group 1 race for 2 years in France of the season, and I was trussed up a decent winner, and I think, you know, looking through the list of runners there, it's well up to standard again this year.
I'm glad you're showing confidence about Raffle Prize, Martin, because he's run a 4 or 5 to 1 shot, so I think we might get a few quid out of him this weekend.
Yeah, he looks a very good horse, and that's kind of even better so at Newmarket, so I definitely would recommend supporting him.
The other Group 1 on Sunday is the Prix Jean Romain for the older fillies and mares. I Can Fly goes in here for Aidan O'Brien and Ryan Moore. She's run the 4-1 shots, but obviously the mare to beat in this is Coronet for John Gosling and Frankie Dettori, who's run 7-4.
Yeah, it seems I found a new lease of life this season, Coronet. It was a very consistent animal, and seems to get in her head in front. But I Can Fly is a decent animal. Sometimes she kind of has two ways to run, Patrick, I would say. She can run extremely well, sometimes, you know, at big prices, and then when you think she's going to run very well for some odd reason, she doesn't, you know, maybe go through with her usual best. On her day, she certainly has a good chance, but Coronet has been in very good form this year, and it's going to be very hard to beat John Gosling and Frankie Dettori. They've been a great combination this season in particular, and I think Coronet will be hard to beat now that she's got the winning groove in her mind. So she had run some very good races, like last year Tour de King George, I remember, behind Chris Loach and those type of horses. She's some very good form, and I think this year she just has been well placed to win a couple of decent races.
And very unusually, Martin, we're going to touch on a mile 7 race in Deauville as well, the Prix Cagoli, and Gordon Elliott has a horse running inside here in Palisator, with Jamie Spencer taking the ride aboard this one.
It's a very funny horse this one. Used to time Mr. Matt Prescott. Did well over hurdles last season. Did win at the Ascot Stakes or the Queen Anne Sanders Stakes at Royal Ascot in 2018, and ran a fine race last time there. And that was, you know, that was a bit of a surprising run because he hadn't shown great form up to that this season. But he has a lot of ability. Sometimes he can be very moody. Depends what kind of he kind of very quirky. I remember Matt Prescott would often have to say he didn't know what way he was going to run. But in terms, I think the hurdles have sweetened up a bit under Gordon Elliott, and he looks fairly consistent. Now, James Spence is interested in booking because he gets on well with these kind of quirky horses and certainly has the ability, if he puts his best foot forward, to get certainly involved there in the frame.
Yes, that's the weekend's action. Martin, finally, before we wrap up, Killarney is obviously next week, Roscommon and Sligo on Monday and Tuesday respectively, but a lot of eyes will be on the big Ebor meeting, and the big news this morning is that Enable, she won't have all her things her own way next Thursday in the Derley Yorkshire Oaks, as her old advisory Magical has been supplemented for the Mile and a Half Group 1 next Thursday.
You never know. It just shows you it's very hard to understand, really, sometimes at times. Aidan Ryan was at there was a big press launch the other day for Irish Champions weekend. He was talking about maybe going for the Irish Champions Stakes with Magical, which of course he could still do, but certainly that is very interesting that they've supplemented her to take on Enable again. I mean, she ran a very good race against her in the Eclipse, when she was only beaten by a length or so. She also ran a cracker, of course, against her in last year's Breeders' Cup. It really was a cracker race between the two of them. And I think the mile and a half of that Yorkshire Oaks will certainly suit Magical very, very well. I think it suited her a lot better than the mile and a quarter that Enable beat her over in the Eclipse. Very interesting race. Enable, of course, is a fantastic mare. It looked like it was going to be a bit of a cakewalk for her, and now that's really interesting news to see that happen to Patrick. And just shows you, Magical, obviously, the connection is very happy the way things are going with her. She's been a very good mare this season. She had a couple of handy wins, I suppose, early on in the year, and then that big effort against Enable in the Eclipse. They've given her a mid-season break, and now she's coming back and be a strong contender for all the top races in the autumn campaign. She could line up in the Irish Champions Stakes. She could go to the Ark. I'm sure she'd go back for the Breeders' Cup. She could even go for that Fillies and Mares race she won at Ascot on English Champions Day in late October. She really is a super mare. It'll be a great race between the two. I suppose Enable is the one that sets the standard everywhere. This will be her last race before a historic bid to win a Tour d'Arc in October. And certainly will have the Yorkshire crowd on her side. But no surprise that Magical really cuts up to her.
Yeah, it'll be fairly interesting indeed, Martin. We're going miles over time at this stage. But before we let you go, let's get your best bets of the weekend.
Okay, so Cork tomorrow, I think definitely Flight Risk will take all the beating in that Platinum Stakes. And I'd be interested in, I think I'll take a chance on Maya Kame in that Sprint Handicap at 4:20. Tremor tomorrow, very interested in Sneaky Getaway in that 6:40. I think he's good enough to win. And Contra Posto in the 7:40 for Anne-Marie O'Shea, I think has a good chance. Tremor Sunday, I like the chance for Meaden in the big race to 4:10. I think he's a decent horse. Well, Linger, I suppose, one for the favourite backers, should win that 4:40.
Okay, Martin Murphy of Horse Race Ireland, thanks very much for joining us this week, and I'm sure we'll catch up with you again next week as we look to the closing stages of Killarney and the Kilbeggan meeting, of course, next Saturday.
No problem at all. Thanks for that, Lee Patrick. Take care.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.